And welcome to WBGV 92.5 FM live, streaming also at sandlightbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We're live at Peck High School. School is not in session, but football season is. I'm Eddie Fury for 92.5, and with me is my play-by-play partner, Mikey Smith, back for the second straight year.
Hey there.
Also, we have with us Sir Philip Nichols here.
Good evening, everyone.
It is the it's the number one crew.
All right, we were all last together for a Brown City game. In fact, if you recall,
it was a semifinal game. Yeah,
against Martin.
Yeah, against Martin, and that was a good time against the Onion Kings.
Yeah, the Onion Kings. They were eventually champions. I just got stung by a bee. By the way, he did.
It was a hornet, actually. Yeah.
Whoa, man.
Anyways,
you missed all the excitement,
Mikey.
We're going to sting you with some high school A-player football action. We got two games this week. Mikey Smith and Philip Nickel with me. I'll be busy tomorrow also. I'll be doing a total of four games in 2 days.
Four games.
That's insane.
Yes.
It's football, man. It's football.
So we're here for the Brown City Green Devils at the Peck Pirates, the second straight year meeting for high school A-player football. It's been a while since they met each other also, but it's great to see this rivalry alive again. Brown City came on top, had a great season last season. Went to the state semifinals, and we made that long trip out west and came up short. A lot of injuries came, you know, near the end of the season there. It kind of affected them in that game.
You know, that Brown City squad was really banged up going into that Martin game for the semifinal. But they played tough and they played hard. And not to mention, last season was Brown City's first season of eight-player football, too. So did very well going to a semifinal. Of course, we know Peck is a powerhouse and a player, old-school blue blood in eight-player football. Looking forward to this one tonight.
All right, and we'll come back with your pregame show here. The Peck Pirates under a new head coach also, Rob McDaniel, in a game tonight against Marlette. He's an 11-player. He is the head coach of the Carroll Tigers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through the list of games going on today. Obley was canceled till tomorrow afternoon. I'll be doing that game on Thumbtail Gator Sports.
That's why I'm here. I was going to go down to Clarkston and do that game, but they postponed it till tomorrow.
I was going to push you guys to go do Swan Valley Croswell tonight, but, yeah, I know. That was up. I don't know.
Well, we end up dispersing because, of course, JTK's with JB on the JTK's with JB doing the North Branch game tonight. So, and I'm here. There you go.
That's great. I'm happy to have you guys because it's kind of poetic that we are all together at the end of the season last year and we begin the season together.
Year. It is. It's very much. That's good symmetry right there, as they say.
All right. We'll be right back. Pre-game show coming your way here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The 2023 high school football season kicks off here on Sand Lake Broadcasting. We'll be right back, and we're streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. All right, welcome back. Well, you know, Peck made the move to eight-player, you know, some time ago. They won a state championship also, guys.
They did.
But this game also signaled a return last year, a longtime Sand Lake County rivalry that was ended in 2012 season when Peck made the move to eight-player. Now, from 1952 to 2011, the two teams have played 35 times. From 1963 to 76, 81 to 89, and 2003 to 2011, a season opener for both teams, and only three other matchups were not season openers. The Green Devils now hold a 25-11 overall record over the Peck Pirates. So it's great to have this rivalry. You just go right down this road here. And
I was going to say, these two towns are pretty much adjacent to each other. This is definitely a close rivalry proximity-wise.
And like many, go ahead.
Would you call it the 90 rivalry?
I-90.
Well, you were around
M90,
that time, right?
M90, yeah.
Wasn't
M90.
Bill Kerr around here? And
yeah,
by the
M90
way,
rivalry.
The field around the edge is a little wet because of that rain we drenched we had yesterday. Oh. Don Johnson was out here from the Sandusky City Airport once again mowing the lawn. The smell of freshly mowed lawn is in the air right now out there.
The field's looking great. Look at
this. Not bad. A little soft.
You know, a little soft, but we've gotten so much rain this summer that my lawn has not had the chance to do that brown crisp up thing. Everything's just luscious green right now.
Head coach Aaron Cooper, ninth season as head coach of Brown City, 18th total season coaching, 33-49 career record, 10-2 last year. Regional champions, made it to the state semifinals also. Connor Vanderberg is back as a senior running back. We saw some bright spots. So, of course, they've lost a few offensive players here who graduated. Kyle Affer was one of the big ones.
Kyle Affer was definitely one of the big ones, both in stature and in stats last year for the Brown City Green Devils team. And we'll see how they can make up for losing him to graduation.
Connor, explosive athlete. He's a big guy. Should be explosive on the field. Great route runner. Good hands, equally talented defending the pass, and has become a sure, good defensive tackler also. Tanner Gingell, a senior offensive line. The line was the key here.
It was.
In this
really
type of offense for Brown City, right? They're still kind of running a little bit of a eight-player version of what, single wing?
Single wing, and it all starts with the line. You've got to have good blocking up front, even though there are only three down linemen. You have to have that initially, as well as someone with a good first burst in eight-player football, and that seems to be the key. You put your stud athletes in the backfield and your big bulldozers up front.
As strange as it sounds, they run power football last year with Affer, who was such a big size boy.
They did.
Power football in eight-player game.
Your other offensive line, Tanner Ginger. Also, World Jr. is a junior running back. CB on defense. Ethan's an all-around athlete. Physical mentality on the field. And he will be a key for the Hudson Green Devils. Also, on the field.
All right. Let's also throw back that Lawson Cooper, quarterback. Coach's son is back again.
Yes, he's back at the quarterback position, which he really doesn't like to play, he said before.
No, he doesn't. Yes, he's
on record and said, yeah, don't really like playing quarterback.
Ryan Binkley Potts is back also. Flat-out football player. He uses his speed and nose for the ball to anchor the middle of the defense. Also a very good ball carrier who finishes and runs hard. Tight end junior Brian Mulholland, a junior also. Lawson Cooper, he said the sophomore only at quarterback position. Good on defense also. Now the key losses, Kyle Affer, Clint Ford, Kalen Hagee, Justin Kleinsmith, Aaron Jones, Seth Hiles, and Hunter Ostrander was a key to this offense.
They did have a mix of some young guys, real young guys. Potts was just a sophomore, and the quarterback was just a freshman last year.
Carden Hagee.
Very valuable experience.
Carden Hagee, I believe, a sophomore, will be at the end. And also a top new prospect, according to the show prep prepared here by the San Lake County News. Congratulations. Great job, Mike Gallagher. You can see our ad, San Lake Broadcasting, and the Thumbtail Getter Sports ads in the papers. The top new prospect, they say, is Hunter Van Dam. I like that name, first of all.
Hunter Van Dam.
A sophomore.
Hayden Van Dam.
On offensive line also.
Yeah, he's a sophomore. There are only two seniors on this squad this year for the four seniors for the Green Devils.
Running back, you'll see also in the backfield, a junior, David Chunko. I hope he'll probably get some chunk yardage here. God, I can't wait to use that one. So.
Yeah, you can.
You'll be pulling that one out often, I have a feeling.
All right. So, of course, I thought they lost a lot, but they actually kind of restacked again this year. They still got a lot of key players from last year, Mikey.
They had a lot of young players on a very talented roster that went to a very deep playoff run.
All right, we'll be back. We'll talk about the Pack Pirates on their new head coach this season in his first year coming from Port Huron, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5, a pregame show. High school eight-player football. It's Brown City at the Pack Pirates.
I know.
All right, welcome back here. Pregame show. Let's talk about the Pack Pirates. Head coach, new head coach, Clarence Wendell III. First season at Pack. 20 years coaching at Port Huron High. No longer the Big Reds.
Nope.
The Cardinals, I think.
I was going to ask what they are.
Coaching staff, James Welch, the assistant head coach, defensive coordinator here at Pack. He's also the athletic director here at Pack. Lee Smith, junior high head coach also. And we have Kyle Vincent, a special teams coach here also. Record finished last season, 7-3 in the Stripes division of the North Central Thumb League Stripes division. Brown City in the NCTL for the first time now.
Brown City in the NCTL for the first time.
Oh, was independent last year.
Yeah. Also, big league alignment next year.
Mega conference.
We'll be talking about that throughout the season. But, first year in the NCTL for the Brown City Green Devils.
Key returners will be Gabe Gerber. He's coming off a season-ending injury last year. Will play a big role in his senior year. Leadership with the younger athletes and anchoring the defensive line and playing tight end. Joel Molesworth also on the offensive line for the Pack Pirates. Joey Burns, a center. Very important to protect that quarterback when you first hike that ball there.
Right.
On the offensive line, snaps and blocking afterwards. That's a tough job.
It is a very tough job. I did it for a long time, and it's an unforgiving job. But eight seniors on this Pack Pirate squad this year.
I did notice
that, definitely a lot of senior leadership there. As you said, they brought back a lot. This is going to be a big year for them because those seniors are going to want to capitalize on, what was a great season last year for the Pack Pirates, too.
Another Molesworth on the line. Jake Molesworth will be anchoring the right side of the O-line with trapping and pass blocking also, which they kind of won the wing T version. And UFO Noel from Sandusky, Deckerville, the trap in wing T style in the version of eight-player football. There's two backs. So
that's the thing if you ever played linebacker. Well, Mikey, you did play linebacker. You knew if you were left unblocked, you better turn your head because a guard was probably going to be pulling
you away. There was somebody on the way, yes.
They were sending someone, and that's what Peck does. They're going to do a lot of pulls, a lot of traps,
a lot of those things. Yep.
All right.
Let me also mention Jacob, just a sophomore, getting a lot of responsibility on his shoulders.
Record-breaking season last year also for Caleb Lettner. He's a key loss to this year. Stephen Van Konitz and Brady Babcock also. Now, their new players out here, freshman quarterback Cameron Watson, Thomas West, a sophomore, wide receiver, tight end, DB, Blake Trombley, a freshman, Cal Hayden, junior quarterback and DB, and Grady Welch, a freshman QB, but DB on offense also. A player to watch is Karsten, let me make sure I got his name right, Liebling, here for the Pack Pirates.
Yeah, Karsten Liebling. He's a senior.
Playing wide receiver, running back, and linebacker for them also.
Wearing number one. He's a tall kid.
All right. Team captains for the Pack: Jacob McClarty, Gabe Gerber, Karsten Liebling, Carter Babcock, Joey Burns, Joel Moresworth, and Cam Engelbrandt. Dan, we'll pause now for our national anthem. We'll be right back for kickoff. The Brown City Green Devils at the Peck Pirates here on 92.5 WBGB. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Thank you to all our sponsors for high school football this season. Tomorrow on WBGV 92.5 FM, we'll also have Reese Rockets at your alma mater.
There we go.
The Sandusky Wolves.
The Sandusky Wolves. First season under the Wolves.
That is true.
There we go. All kinds of changes here.
Peck will kick it off. They are moving from left to right in your radio dial or webcast stream. Brown City will be wearing the white jerseys. By the way, it's so hot out here that Mike Gallagher, the San Luis County News, actually took his hat off.
He did.
He did.
Toasty and roasty.
Kicking off from their own 40, the Peck Pirates will start off week one.
Joel Molesworth picking it up as number 22 for the Brown City Green Devils. Ethan Worrell.
Not going to get much on that return, but still very favorable field position.
Liebling and West there to make the stop for the Peck Pirates, number one and number two, respectively.
Ethan, just a junior, will get a lot of action. He did last year as a sophomore.
You can hear the Peck Pirates cheerleader crew is ready.
They got all the cheerleaders out tonight.
Yeah, they got them all.
They got the little kid cheerleaders along with varsity. We have a tight formation, two wings left and right for Brown City, one in motion from right to left. It's going to be straight up quarterback keep. A little chunk play on this first down run.
You know, you saw a few big plays like that from Cooper. They're just trying to take it easy, kind of feel out the Peck Pirates here on defense here a little bit. Good gain of yardage there.
With Lawson Cooper on the carry, the sophomore quarterback.
And you know he can bounce off and kind of, you know, dart off to the right side. But this will be a toss here to the left side to number 23.
Coming around the corner, he gets positive yards. That is Connor Van Lerberg. We're going to call his name all night long.
Just crosses the 50-yard line to about the 40, well, I'll say about the 46-yard line in Peck Pirate territory.
Gain of 7 yards there.
Chunk play. Chunk plays again. Around the outside.
11:26 here as the time starts in the first quarter.
First and 10 again for the Green Devils. Same formation. They're going to go man in motion. Cooper falls down and trips.
And he will be down because of his knee hitting the ground. Loss of yardage. Probably a good loss, about 4, maybe 3 yards here. We'll see where they mark him.
Mark him down at the 49, it looks like. So a loss of 3, negative 3 yards, going to bring up 2nd and 13.
Looks like he may have just got tripped up with one of the linemen's feet on the way out of the snap, with the snap.
Maybe field conditions too, but yeah.
A little slippery?
This is game. You know, now you're actually playing a game. You might have had a scrimmage. Although I saw some coaches, some of the state got suspended for having practices with other teams. Yeah. Well, not here. Fumble.
Ball's on the ground.
Cooper will pick it up on a broken play.
Trying to get to the outside, to the right side. He does. Still on his feet, though. He's making something happen.
Number two grabbing the shoulder pads before Cooper went out of bounds, but he picks up the first down in that broken play to the right side to about the 42-yard line. Number two grabbing him to slow him down, Clay Mulholland, the freshman. No, actually, no, it'll be number two, Thomas West, the sophomore for Pack.
Gain of about 7 yards there, and actually brings up third and six because, remember, he lost yardage in the first place.
Yeah. So. Rusty, man.
Yes, I was
going to
mention
that. That's
all
right. It's the first game of the season. Third and six now for the Green Devils.
Same formation, two wings, one left and right. Going to go to the motion right. Going to be straight up with the quarterback keep again. Cooper breaking free on his feet. All the way, nobody there. Into the end zone for the first touchdown of the 2023 season.
43-yard TD at the 10:22 mark in the first period on third down and six. Lawson Cooper, first touchdown of the 2023 season for the Brown City Green Devils.
There you are. He broke through the line, and it was wide open after that.
43 yards on that scamper right up the middle for the touchdown with 10:22 left here in quarter number one. 6-0 your score. Extra point attempt upcoming.
And for their extra point, it looks like they'll go for two. Stay in that same formation. Put a wing left and right. Cooper up under center tight. He'll take the snap. Hands off on the inside 30 with the ball. That will be Breyer Halbert, the junior. That's
and
good.
Gets it in for the two. That makes it 8-0. 10:22 to go here in the first. Brown City on top on the first possession, offensive possession of the game. We'll be right back.
Back here at Peck High School, Brown City Green Devils with the early lead on a 5-yard, 59-yard drive. Five play, 59-yard drive.
You got it.
Quarterback Lawson Cooper with the carry was 43 yards.
43 yards.
How about that? Gives them an 8-0 lead, the two-point conversion by number 30, Breyer Halbert. We are at 8-0 here, 10:22 in the first quarter. Peck will get their first offensive possession. A quick dribbler,
just a squib right up the middle.
Then they're going to be shy of the 50.
Yep, falling on there by number 54. It's going to be Blake Trombley.
Trombley with that stop. So first and 10 for the Peck Pirates. Quick shout out to my supervisor, Pam. Her son was on the Peck Championship team.
Oh, yeah?
Back several years ago, yes.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
That would have been 2015.
15 or
wow.
16.
That long
that
already.
There.
I was there.
Were you there
with me?
I was not. I was on the road.
Peck Pirates started their own 48-yard line.
They'll have a deep back, quarterback in the shotgun, handoff straight up the middle, and he's going to be rocked at that defensive line. I don't think he got anything.
I think number 16 had the first contact for him from the Green Devils. That would be Brian Mulholland, the junior.
Actually, loss of a yard.
Okay. Second down now and long. Second down, and we'll call it second 11. Ball will be back 1 yard to the 48. Clock rolls along at 10 minutes here in the first quarter.
Peck at their own 48-yard line, 9:55 to go, 8-0. Brown City leading.
Staying in that same formation. We're going to have a jump. Our first antsy in the pantsy.
One of the defensive linemen got a little antsy in the pantsy, as we said here, and they're going to mark off 5 yards against the defense. So,
all right, we'll be right back.
On a second down and six.
Yep.
We had a number 15 with a carry. He took a loss on that, just a freshman. Carmen Watson.
Loss of a yard brings up third and seven.
There we go. Same formation again. Quarterback in the shotgun with the deep back. It's going to be a pass play. First of the season to big number two. It goes over his fingers. No chance.
Well, it's a young player, number two, Thomas West, a sophomore. He's got to remember, hey, this pass is probably going to go over my head away from the defender. You got to start speeding up. And it was a good pass by the quarterback to go out of bounds towards that direction. But I think that was catchable. Had he kind of read that play a little bit better.
Kept moving down the field. So it was an incomplete pass. It'll bring up fourth down now for the Peck Pirates.
They are just into Brown City territory, but it's at about the 47-yard line, 46.
And this at 8:32 here in the first quarter. Brown City with 8-0 lead over Peck. The punter for Peck will stand on his own 42-yard line. He'll let it kick. It'll dribble down at the 10-yard line, picked up. We're going to have a return by the quarterback. That's Cooper down the right sideline. Still on his feet, keeps it moving.
Good return Looks like around the 35-yard line. That's where Brown City will start when we come back here on 92.5.
Ball's at the 39-yard line.
Welcome back. 39-yard line, as Sir Phillips said. Number 23.
That'd be Jaden Hang, the freshman.
Connor Vanderberg for the catch.
And that was number 23, so with the catch,
you're looking
right?
at the peck.
Oh, boy, you got it.
Right Connor. Up the middle.
It was Connor. Of course
side.
It was Connor.
Yes. Connor Vanderberg. You're rusty, too. That's number 30 with a carry there for the Brown City Green Devils.
Breyer Halbert right up the middle, almost close to the first down, just going to be just shy of it. Looks like he picked up a boat. Oh, they're spotting him back. He must have dropped a knee.
But on first down was a complete pass to the left side. Positive yardage. Number one with the tackle, Karsten Liebling. That second play, the carry by number 30, Breyer Halbert. And positive yardage there. Looks like about third down and four?
Third and four, yes. Ball sitting on the 41-yard line.
They're going to put two receivers out to the left. Cooper will be in the shotgun with his running back on his left. It's going to be a fake hit. Cooper will keep it up the middle, wide open. Pass of 50, 40, 30. One man to beat. Cooper in the end zone again for a second touchdown of the game.
59 yards on that one. 59-yard touchdown run. His second of the game.
There you go. All offense coming from Cooper, and the quarterback keeps. Both big plays.
There you go. So, in two carries, in two touchdown plays, 102 yards of rushing now.
There you go.
And you said 59?
59 yards. This one comes at 6:47 left. Here, still in the first quarter, 14-0. They're lining up for the two-point conversion attempt.
And they will split them wide again. Two receivers out to the left. Cooper in the shotgun. And back to pass. It'll be a quick flat out to the flat. And it's going to go incomplete. Nice play on that defense.
Broken up by Karsten Liebling there for the Peck Pirates. And at 6:47 left to go here in quarter number one, 14 for the Green Devils, 0 for the Peck Pirates.
We'll be right back.
Coming back, another Brown City touchdown. This one, another big one. This went three plays for 65 yards. The quarterback, Lawson Cooper, with the touchdown run. That again, how many yards?
59 yards on the touchdown run.
59 on the big yards on that run. 14-0 now. The Brown City Green Devils leading over Peck. We are in Peck for this week one action. This will be the second offensive possession for the Peck Pirates.
You can check in with updates. We'll do the best I can on Twitter, X, or whatever he's calling it these days.
Just don't call it tweet.
Five carries for 111 yards so far.
That's for
Cooper. Lawson Cooper. Yep, two touchdowns.
All their offense. Kicking off from their own 40. It's going to be a high kick. Picked up at the 25-yard line by number one.
Slips away, but gets hit hard at the end of the second contact. Tackle by number 80 for Brown City. That's Ryan Binkley Potts. It's 14-0. Brown City leading. We'll be right back.
Second down and 13.
First play was a loss of 3 yards by number 10, the quarterback for the Peck Pirates, Cal Hyatt, in second play here.
This one goes to number 15, the ball carrier, Carmen Watson, the freshman, and he's not getting much. He's going to get a loss again on that.
He gained about 2 yards of those back that they lost.
Oh, there you are. Thank you.
Be third down and 11.
Ball's sitting at the 26?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
5:40 to go here. It's 14-0. Brown City Green Devils leading the Peck Pirates. Eddie Fury of you, along with Mikey Smith, my play-by-play partner for the season here on 92.5, and also subbing in Sir Philip Nickel.
Another pass to number two in his hands. He had a chance again.
Now, that was a little bit better.
Yes.
I like how he kind of sped up down the middle of the field, but just got to focus on the ball, not worry about the tackler. Now, it's number two, Thomas West, a sophomore. Could have brought that in, I think.
He does. West has got the size on the defense.
He will get it because this is the first game. As you go through the season, I think this is first game time situation here. A little bit of the jitters out there, but I like his height. I like his length of arms out there also.
I do, too. I think it's going to be a big connection this season. But right now, so far, this Brown City Green Devils defense just taking care of business. Peck is actually negative 1 yard overall on offense so far.
Ooh.
5:10 to go here. There'll be a fourth down and 11 here. Likely to be a punt when you're this deep in your own territory at the 25, 26.
Punter's down around his 19-yard line. He'll get it into his hands, let it off his foot. It'll go past midfield in the air. Number 23 with the return from the 40-yard line. Right up this near sideline, nearest us.
J.D. hang with that carry for the return.
That was Connor again. Vanderberg, he's Mr. Everything.
All right, we'll be right back. 14-0, Brown City back again on offense.
Coming back here with a Brown City First and 10 at the 46. They are inside Pirate territory at the 501 mark. Cooper's going to quick pitch out to the right. Number 81 with all kinds of running room. First down and more. Two guys out ahead of him. And they will push him out of bounds. Touchdown, saving tackle made.
That was David Chunko with a big chunk of yardage right there to the right side. Finally
there
got
you
these.
Go.
We were waiting for it, and there it is.
That started off at their own 46.
Their own 46. It looks like we're spotting the ball down. Is that on the 15-yard line, roughly?
That is going to be.
Yes.
And our engineer who works at Amatech, right over here in Peck, how many yards was that?
So, actually, they're spotting it at the 12, so we're going to say 42 yards on that run. 42 yards.
Big yards, and they are in the red zone. Cooper is in the shotgun. Back to pass, straight back drop to the end zone. Over the fingertips, that's number 23. Is that Connor again?
Yeah, he was open to the left side. Connor Vandenberg, the senior, had a chance. Just a little bit out of reach.
Still
he had good separation against
ball.
The defender in the left side.
Yep,
there.
Wide open, just a long ball, well over the fingertips.
And that was into the end zone, too.
So. Mm-hmm.
Second and 10 now from the Peck 12-yard line here. They are in the red zone. Who's sponsoring it tonight? Thumb Cellular?
Thumb Cellular Red Zone?
Sounds good.
We'll switch back and forth. ABS and Thumb Cellular. Yeah.
Perfect.
There we go. And that's going to be a direct snap to the running back. A little trickery. It plays well. Touchdown, Green Devils.
Number 81, David Chunko, charges his way, breaks a couple tackles, stays focused, follows his blockers, but he kind of took care of it himself
there. He did. He busted through that line, and it was all daylight after that.
12-yard TD run, and this time it wasn't Lawson Cooper.
Oh, there you go. First touchdown by a non-Lawson
Cooper.
Okay.
In the game.
There we go. At the 427 mark, it is 20 for Brown City, 0 for Peck. With the extra point coming up here.
Sky's looking a little ominous off to the west.
It's dark out there. Yeah. You'll have that in these big jobs.
That's right. We are in the dog days of summer here, so it's no surprise. It's been raining like cats and dogs lately, too. Did you order that, Eddie Fury?
Well, I needed it for my garden, but I ordered way too much.
Yes. You did.
I decided to go supersize, and I didn't know whether it was going to give me a bonus there. So.
There you go.
Over in Bay City, there is a severe thunderstorm warning. Okay. Just a heads up. Going to be quick pitch to Connor again, trying to get her on that left side. Duke and diving. End zone. Good.
Number 23 for the two-point run. Connor Vandenberg.
There you go.
And it is now 22-0. Brown City leading 4:25 to go here. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5.
Coming back after the timeout. That touchdown and two-point conversion for Brown City makes a score now 22-0 at the 4:25. You're still in the first quarter of week one, and I have a mouthful of M&Ms.
Yeah, I like it.
You like it with the popcorn.
I do.
And right now, a good pop return here
for
Peck. Peck Pirates. Not bad return to about the 40-yard line, their own. And that's where they'll start when we come back. 22-0, 4:19 to go here in the first.
Oof. First and 10 for Peck, and it's going to be a quick pitch to the left and immediately rocked by the Brown City defender.
That was Cameron Watson, I believe, number 15.
That is correct.
That's to the left side. He is a freshman. You got a lot of young players here for Peck. I think a little bit less experience than the Brown City Green Devils, who return a lot from last year and really build up with a strength and conditioning this year like they had last year. So.
That big TFL tag for loss was Brian Muhallin, the junior, number 16 for Brown City.
Under four in counting, it's 22-0, second and 14. In the first quarter, Brown City Green Devils leading the Peck Pirates.
Peck will split a wide receiver to the right, handoff up the middle, straight up the middle. Not going to get much, but positive yards, maybe one or two.
Isn't that a little bit more success going up the middle than the toss right now? So.
Yes.
That's Cameron Watson again, and he gets 1 yard back of the four that he lost on first down.
I'm impressed that the band is here, too.
Everybody turned out.
I mean, school doesn't start till next week.
Right.
The 28th for Salem County
that's
Schools.
That's true. Shout out to my son, Ben. He's playing in the Bay City John Glenn band tonight. They've got a home game, too.
Nice.
They got a good band. Good soccer program also.
They do.
And a great drama department.
Yes, and my kids take part in all those.
Wow.
Amazing. Third and 13, ball 36 now. Clock runs at 3:11 here in the first. Handoff is going to be to Watson again. He's moving around. Breaks to the outside. He'll have a nice chunk play near the first down marker.
What a great run for this freshman. I mean, he did some spin moves out there, pulled away from the wraparound tackle attempts there. Could have been stopped, but he's having the success going up the middle. and he comes off the sideline to take a quick break. Kind of a little bit of wind there on that hard hit.
Yeah, he had a lot of effort on that. He did all the work.
And that gets into Brown City territory, Sir Philip.
15 yards, by far the most positive play the Peck offense has had here tonight. Before that was 2 yards was their biggest gain. 15 yards, picks up the first down. First and 10 now for the Peck offense on the Brown City Green Devil 48-yard line.
They did stop the clock at 3:02 here in the first. Peck down 22-0. Looking for points. Handoff again up the middle, breaking to the outside. That's number one, juking and jiving across the middle.
You know, and I got to give credit to Cameron Engelbrandt, number 12, the senior, on that left side that's making that big hole and big block there for the Peck Pirates. And again, positive yardage into Brown City territory, kind of going up the middle or off to the left, right?
Yep, up the middle and then bounces outside to the left.
8 yards on that play. So prior to those two carries of 15 yards and 8 yards, the Peck offense was actually at a minus 7 yards on the night.
Ooh.
Ooh. So they picked up all the positive yards in this series alone.
Yes.
There we go. Handoff is going to go back again up the middle, but stopped immediately by that defensive line for Brown City.
You know, on defense, you start to learn and kind of pick up the tendencies, and this time they kind of rushed three right up the middle there. Number 51, I think you want to credit for the big major hit there. That'll be Tanner Gingell.
Gingell, there you go.
No yards on that one. Brings up third down and two now.
That was Karsten, number one on the carry for Peck.
Clock is turning and burning with 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. 22 for Brown City, 0 for the Peck Pirates.
Karsten Liebling, right?
Liebling.
Yes, okay.
And we'll go same formation, wide receiver to the right. That's going to be West out to the right. And that'll be a quarterback keep up the middle all by himself.
Good play. Gets that first down right up the middle. Direct snap to number 10. Cal Hayden.
Lawson Cooper there to make the stop from his linebacker position. A little quarterback on quarterback action there.
Thank you, Phil. I was going to say that if you didn't.
Does get the first down, though.
Moves the chains. You know, and there's some spots on the sideline, a little wet on the outside rim here, too, in the back. But I don't think it affects the end zone at all, so.
I
actually checked the field out there a little soft. But you see, on the way up here, you saw some spots of water, flood water.
Lots of standing water. Could be a quick pitch going on the right side. A couple of lead blockers out in front of him. That's going to be number one again on the carry. Karsten, the senior. He'll have a nice chunk play shy of that first down.
Karsten Liebling. Say, so get a little bit of assist credit to number 59 and number 80 for the tackles. Ryan Beakley-Potts at the finish of that run.
7 yards for Liebling on that carry.
This is the most successful offensive series here for the Peck Pirates right now. 6 yard gain in that, second and four. Around the 30, it says. 58 seconds of counting.
Under a minute. We are rolling along. It's going to be a handoff again, going off that left side. In and out, and he'll keep it. We're moving. That's going to be Karsten again.
And another first down for the Peck Pirates.
They're going to take that down. They're going to have a timeout.
Liebling's running tough for sure out there. Picks up the first down.
And we'll see if they'll stop the clock or not, because they placed the ball there. It stops the clock momentarily. They're set the chains.
And then they start the clock. They wind it back up.
Okay, and the chain gang's got to be ready.
They need to move the chain.
Yeah, the chain's got to be ready, so, yeah.
They are taking their sweet time.
They're swimming. Direct snap to the quarterback.
And he's going to go up the middle. Not much of anything. Maybe a loss.
Wraparound tackle there by number 59 for Brown City, Hayden Van Dam. Any relation to Rob Van Dam, RVD, who's back in AEW, by the way?
What about Kevin Van Dam, the professional angler?
The bass fisher, yeah.
And also Brian Mulholland.
The bass 16. Master.
His last year, retired.
Really?
How do you retire from fishing?
Well, you retire and then go fishing.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Down to 10 seconds
here. What do professional fishermen do when they retire?
They go fishing.
They're going to let this clock probably roll here to the end of the first quarter. It'll be 22-0, second down and 10 for the Peck Pirates in Brown City territory. At the 25-yard line when we come back here on 92.5 WBGV High School A Player Football. Welcome back. A little bit of extra time here to get a little bit of rest. The humidity is high, of course.
Starting to rain.
Is it?
Hear the crowd?
Ooh, here it is.
And we suspected this would come, and here we go. The play to the left side, breaking the behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of yards there on second and 10 against the Peck Pirates. The carry by number one, Karsten Liebling. And these guys are smart. They brought their umbrellas here.
You see all the umbrellas go up in unison. Huh. It just started, the skies opened up, and it just started dumping rain.
And this field is trying to heal from being wet. Here will be a timeout called here by the Peck Pirates. It'll be third down and long, about maybe third down and 13.
Third and 13. You got it, Eddie.
We'll be right back. 22-0, 11:46 here in the second quarter. Welcome back here. Coming out of the timeout, third down, 13 on the 25 for the Pack Pirates in Brown City territory.
They're going to have a third down, you said it, a third and long, and it's not going to go anywhere. That's going to be another big stop. Number 59 is Hayden Van Dam all over the place.
You know, you see that he even had an offensive lineman on him, and he just carried the offensive lineman with him. Loss of a yard.
Obviously, four down territory when you're this deep in Brown City territory, and it's fourth down, a lot to make up here. 14, maybe 15 yards here for a first down.
Yeah, fourth and 14 is what I have.
We just got into the second quarter at 11-18.
It was a short rain burst, you said?
Yeah, it was. Just tiny little dots on the radar.
That ball's sitting on the Brown City Green Devil 30-yard line on the left hash. They are going from right to left on your radio broadcast imagination.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have a I formation wing on the right. Quarterback's going back to pass. To his right, he's got it caught.
Big man
there, first down and more. The big man, you said it, Eddie. He is rumbling along, and they finally get him down.
Who is that? Is that number 40, Gabe Gerber?
That will be
Gabe Gerber,
the senior, coming in clutch when they needed it the most. They had a fourth and 14, and they convert.
Pack Pirates come alive again here in the stands, while all of the umbrellas. And now they're in the Thumb Cellular red zone.
You got it. I was just going to say, the first trip to the red zone for the Pack Pirates tonight.
25 yards on that connection.
The Thumb Cellular AVS Tech Team red zone.
That's a mouthful, but I like it.
First and goal to go situation from the 5-yard line. Here at the 10:49 mark, 22-0 your score. Brown City with the lead.
Back to pass into again. They call it touchdown. That's Gabe Gerber.
5-yard touchdown on first and 5 in goal. And they get on the board 22-6 for the Pack Pirates.
Shutout no more. You say at the 10:44 mark.
Just a positive series of offense on this series here.
Mixed up passing and some running the ball.
He got the first down and fourth down and gets rewarded with a touchdown.
Extra point going to come up. They're going to go for two. They're going to be in the shotgun. It's going to be a quick pitch going out the right side. He's got the wheels trying to turn the corner, but I think he's going to be short. He is. Two-point conversion, no good.
Be 22-6, 10:44 to go here in the second quarter. Brown City with a lead, but Peck gets on the board with 6 points. 22-6, we'll be right back. Welcome back here on 92.5 WBGV. That play, Gabe Gerber. 5-yard run. Previous play is set up with a fourth down and 15 with a 25-yard run. Thank you to Sir Philip Nicko on the stat keeping there.
Yep, keeping the stats. Actually, that was from Cal Hayden, the quarterback. Those are pitches and catches there. 25 yards, then 5 yards on the touchdown. 22-6 now your score with 10:44 left here in half number one.
It looks like they're going to get a quick break here. And we'll be right back here on 92.5. Could it be a lightning sighting?
Have we seen some lightning yet?
Oh, no. That's what we don't want. All right, it is stoppage of play, 10:44 to go here, 22-6. Allegedly, there was lightning. We could just say there wasn't, but
we're not going to.
There may have been a sighting as the teams will come in. And we'll take another quick break here. Actually, we'll have a chance to play this week in high school sports with the MHSAA also coming your way.
Perfect.
In just a moment, we'll be right back here. Stoppage of play because an alleged lightning sighting. 10:44 to go here in the second quarter. It's 22-6. Brown City leading the Peck Pirates here at Peck High School. Week one of high school football coverage here on SANAC Broadcasting 92.5 and WBGV. I'm Eddie Ferry, Mikey Smith, and Phil Nickel with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Ferry. A lightning stoppage. Game stoppage here. A sighting was out there. Right now it's 22-6, 10:44 to go on WBGV 92.5. It's Brown City leading the Pack Pirates. Looking at the full list of games, which we did not do during the pregame, tonight on Thursday, and there'll be Friday games also tomorrow, Friday. You want to jump on there if you want there, Mikey. We'll have the Reese Rockets at the Sandusky Wolves tomorrow.
Game. Live from Woodward Field.
And last year in Sandusky for the debut of last year, I had Sir Philip Nicol with me.
That's right. We did the week one last year. I remember that
now. What did I do? Oh, was I gone?
You were off. I think you were off. Gone, yeah.
Yep.
You were on out west or something like that.
Yep, so. Traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
You were traveling somewhere.
Traveling,
and you,
man.
Now, we got two factory workers here. hard workers. One is an engineer. That's Sir Philip here at Amatech.
Yep.
And Peck. And then Mikey, you work where?
I work down at here on Incorporated down in Lexington.
And you got to work tonight. You're the overnight shift.
Yep, I'm the overnight shift. I got to do 11 to 7.
Okay.
Or, sorry, 11 to 9.
11 to 9. How do you like that? How do you like the midnight shift?
I don't.
I was going to say.
And, Sir Philip, you work where?
I work just up the street here, actually, a mile and a half down the road here at Amatech. Been there for almost 6 months now, engineering. I worked first shift, but
there
I work from 7 to 3:30.
Nice.
So I'm, mine's child's play compared to yours.
I told the supervisor, I said, will you be disappointed if I head back to day shift soon? She said, if you got day shift, go take it.
You got the opportunity to?
I possibly will.
Well,
okay,
that's good.
Great.
We're getting some good hiring in right now.
Okay, so some games going on. Mayville at Caseville, we think.
We think, right?
I've been trying to check up on updates.
Although,
that's going on today.
Yeah.
And we also have Auburn Hills Oakland Christian at Bay City All Saints. Auburn Hills Oakland Christian, good team, but Brown City's one of those schools that beat Auburn Hills Oakland Christian last year. They're in the NCTL, by the way, the Stars
they
division.
They are in the NCTL this year. I forgot all about that, the realignment.
11-player football. Bad Axe of Cassidy on our Kai League, WOW Sports. Clark called in on our sports line radio show.
Oh, Clark called in on Monday?
Yep.
And oh, excellent.
It was good. It ended up being a pretty good show, I think. I think I put the podcast preview. We had no idea what we're talking about, but we actually sounded like we did.
Hmm. That's the key. Just approach it with confidence, Eddie Fury.
Jonathan Bisher came in, Ashley Wayner Palmer.
Right.
Also, the actual host, Mike Gallagher, the San Lake County News sports writer.
Right.
Wanted to continue the show. Now, Sportsline's every Monday on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM and streaming online. And it's only Mondays, starting at 5:30. We'll go as long as it takes.
I might show up this Monday and be part of the show, and maybe we can talk about this if we get a game in here. We're on a lightning delay right now. Who knows? But, yes, always approach everything with enthusiasm and like you know what you're doing, like a five-year-old wearing Superman underoos.
Yes.
Bad Axe at Cassidy tonight. Marlette at Carroll. Rob McDaniel, the former head coach of Repack, is the coach for Carroll Tigers.
He is, and that'll be interesting. An interesting shift. Carroll Tigers, not a historically strong program over there, but they do have athletes every year. I noted that my kids actually went to Carroll for a while, so I got to see firsthand, and we'll see if he can do anything with those athletes.
One of the highlight games, I think, Millington at Lakers tonight, and that's a 92.1 WIDL. Scott Bosby at the Tuscola County Advertiser covering that game.
That ought to be a dandy right there. Lakers.
You guys have covered Lakers a lot in the Thumb Tugger Sports coverage.
Actually, we've been, Mikey.
We were last year, right?
Mikey, I believe you and I have done their last two games that they've lost in the playoffs, but they were deep runs in the playoffs.
Yes.
Last year we were at New Lothrop, and the year before that we went over South, JB, you and I, and where was that place over there?
Ooh, was that by the old big open field?
Yeah, that was one of those powerhouses they played over there. It's my brain isn't
ready. I'm dragging.
But they played a heck of a game. That Lakers team on the way up. In the preview, you sent them to me, I read the previews.
Yes, you're welcome.
Lakers has actually had the best two-year run in the last two seasons record-wise that they have since actually the 1970s.
It's a lot to do with the Legacy Center.
Yes.
Quite a legacy. You beat me to it, Mikey.
Yes, I did.
Good job. High five on that one.
I learned from the best.
Yes. So Millington at Lakers tonight. Algonac at Vassar. We have Ada Forest Hills Eastern at North Branch. That game on Channel 1 at thumbtailgetter.com. Jonathan Bisher is doing that game,
maybe,
right?
Maybe we'll check in and see what's going on Channel 1 on Thumbtailgetter Sports.
He might have a delay. A highlight game here that we were looking at, but we're going to cover Croswell and Richmond next week, possibly. Saginaw Swan Valley at Croswell Lexington. Croswell Lexington under a new head coach this year also.
They are under a new head coach. Their coaching staff moved on to what I think are greener pastures, but
we'll see
what they do. Coach LeGros moved on to Ferndale, I believe, the program down there, as well as Coach Sheridan, and we'll see what the new coaching staff can do with that Croswell Lexington Pioneers team this
season. That is a Blue Water Area Conference non-league game also tonight. Richmond at St. Clair. Here's a key game, Marysville at Almont. We love the Almont Raiders. I think they're going to start to, you know, come back this year.
Right,
I mean, they were right in the mix last year. The BWAC was pretty competitive last year. You had co-champions, Armada, getting a piece of that championship along with North Branch, I believe. So
this goes a long ways for Almont to start the season off with Marysville. That is some big competition.
You want to start off big. And, of course, then the game that we were going to do tonight on Thumb Tailgater Sports Channel 2, but did not get the opportunity to, and that was going to be Ubley down at Clarkston Everest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has been postponed to 2 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be doing that game on Thumbtogeter Sports and then doing the 92.5 Sandusky game tomorrow also.
Eddie's just a madman right now with football this week. He's diving in head first, doing all of it. Sports line, a bunch of games in week one. You're going to be burned out by week two, Eddie Fury.
I've been burned out since 2019.
We used to have to convince him to get going in football, and now he's just running.
Now he's just diving head first into it.
Yale is at Dearborn Heights, Annapolis. Great strides by Yale. Garrett Grumman in his third season. You're starting to see this dynamic offense on passing and running here.
And that's what we said when Grumman took over as the coach down there. Give him about two or three seasons to get his program instituted in there and see what it does. Grumman loves to pass the ball. He loves that spread offense. And Yale, typically, once again, one of those schools that typically has a lot of great athletes.
Yep.
Maybe he can utilize some of those and implement that spread offense. And it can be a high-powered offense with the right athletes and his play calling. We've seen it firsthand.
I apologize to not mentioning Emily City in our preview, but Emily City in action against Hazel Park tonight also. And also, I neglected to mention Algonac, but they are taking Vassar in competition tonight. When we come back, we got Friday games to talk about. There was an announcement. Did you hear something?
I was not listening. Okay. I was actually spacing out thinking about Vulcans and muskrats.
There you go.
Fantastic. All right. And this the hornet sting is still throbbing, but I'm hanging in there.
Doing all right. The stinger did fall out, though.
Your finger is twice the size as it's supposed to be.
All right. And it's the bird one.
It's the naughty one, too.
Yes. Okay. 10:44 to go here in the second quarter. 22-6 is your score. When we come back, we'll talk about the Friday games going on tomorrow here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's Brown City leading Peck. Game stoppage due to lightning sighting. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5. Another lightning sighting, guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
that one was close. That one made the crowd go, ooh.
All right. We went through the list of Thursday games. There's also a delay in North Branch, I believe, there.
Yeah, I just tuned into JB on Channel 1 on Thumbtailgater Sports. There was a stoppage there at that North Branch game down in North Branch. 0-0 is the score there on this pause. And the radar does not look good there, Mr. Weatherman Mikey Smith.
It does not. We are going to be wrecked.
We all know that Mikey's a weather enthusiast.
Is he?
Yes.
Big fan of John McMurray?
He loves weather, yes.
I love weather.
Yes.
He really
I did too because I was going to – I took a weather class at SC4.
Nice.
I had to withdraw.
My favorite story about Mikey is one day he sends me a text. And he's like, three tornadoes, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where? He's like, Oklahoma. And I'm like, are you in Oklahoma right now? This was when he's on the road. He's like, no, but I'm just watching the weather. And I'm like, what?
See, Mikey and I probably love the important weather so much that when we see tornado warning, instead of taking cover – we are going towards it.
You want to go see what's up. You're like, hey, I want to check this out and see what this looks like.
Report the action.
Which is not advisable, by the way.
No.
All right, Friday games tomorrow on 92.5 WBGV, 6:30 p.m. approximate pregame. It'll be Reese Rockets at the Sandusky Wolves. And we're hoping to see some improvement from the Sandusky Wolves.
I hope so.
This season.
Sure hope so.
You know, the Reese Rockets said the same thing. They've had a couple not-so-great seasons. I believe they've been 2-7 and 2-7 the last 2 years. And they'll be looking to improve. A good opener for the newly branded and freshly debuting Sandusky Wolves football team.
There you go.
Last year, Mikey Smith and I went to Marine City to see Marlette at Marine City Cardinal Mooney with a playoff game. Tomorrow, Thumbtailgater Sports and Channel 1 would be Harbor Beach at Marine City Cardinal Mooney on the field of East China Stadium, I believe.
Yes.
Beautiful field.
That
there.
One's actually,
another lightning sighting.
That one's there. Actually being covered by Thumbtailgater Sports, too, isn't it? Yes.
Yep. Tomorrow.
All over the place.
Yep. And then Clarkson Everest at Ubley. I'll be doing that game on Thumbtailgater also, so playing double duty tomorrow. Unionville Seaboeing expected at Saginaw Michigan Lutheran. Genesee at Memphis. Marine City at Armada. Good game there.
Eddie's going to be doing so many football games this first weekend. He's going to be sleeping and calling games in his sleep, as well as taking swap shop callers.
Armada is the little giant who took down the North Branch Broncos last year. We did that game with Jonathan Bisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah. Also, we have 8-player football tomorrow. I believe it's Carson Report saying like a Dryden, I think.
It's a
6 o'clock game.
I'll allow it.
Ashley at Deckerville tomorrow. North Huron at KPEC. More 8-player football. And Burton Atherton at New Haven Merritt at 4:30 p.m. It's New Haven Merritt. I don't think they have lights.
Right.
That's
right.
What the thing is going on.
It's like a Saturday or Sunday football all day long.
Yeah. Right. And college football starts this weekend.
I know it
Big
does.
Big game, Navy at Notre Dame.
I cannot wait. I do want to watch that one. I have no plans currently for
who you said who's Sunday. Playing Notre Dame?
Has Ben Miller found a ride to his Michigan game?
Navy and Notre Dame. Navy, I don't know if Ben Miller's found a ride. He was looking for a ride.
I am tempted.
Boy, let me tell you what.
I am tempted.
You should go.
You
and Ben would make, you know.
I drove him last time to the Sunday Superior's playoff game.
He would pick your brain so much, Eddie Fury. You would think there's nothing left when he was done.
I drove down there. I thought I did pretty good driving down there for that Sundusky girls game last season. And I asked him how I did with my driving. I couldn't tell if it was an insult or a compliment.
He says, made it here.
Yes, yeah. We made it here. Felt like NASCAR.
Like NASCAR.
Turn left, go straight.
So that's the thing, Eddie. Yes.
Mike Gallagher went with us, too. So, yeah.
So this year, I will not, just to report to everybody, I will not be getting an NFL Sunday ticket this year. Since DirecTV doesn't cover it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You could, I've thought about it, but I'm like, for as much as I've used it in the past, it's not worth my, I believe it's going to be about $300 and some, and I'm like,
you could all pitch in, though.
I also try to get a host us.
And I want to also let you guys know, I've done zero fantasy football research, and I plan on doing zero, like always.
See, I got...
What's happened the last two seasons?
See, I got streaming YouTube, I got streaming Hulu, I got streaming Disney, and streaming Prime Video, so...
Where do you find the time, though, Eddie? You're always at the radio station.
Well, that's why everything's pre-recorded, you know, it's
there you go.
DVR,
so, of course, you could sit in your office, probably.
It comes on. I watch ESPN for sports updates, so all right, coaches and teams, you are encouraged, and please, in the Blue Water Area Conference, Greater Thumb Conference, and the North Central Thumb League, send any stats, results, and other information to Sand Lake Broadcasting via email to me, Eddie, F-E-D-D-I-E-F, at sandlakebroadcasting.com, or Facebook Messenger us with final scores or stats, or through our Facebook pages, I said, at Sand Lake Broadcasting, or, hey, stop by, drop them off.
19 South Elk Street, drop them off.
Yeah, in downtown Sandusky for our Sportsline show.
So I want to throw this out there. Are we still under the same circumstances the last few years with the games spread out because of officiating?
Some games are going to be on Thursdays.
They are later in the season. We're going to have some Thursday and Saturday games. Yeah. Actually, they're trending more towards some Saturday games. I do believe I looked at the Deckerville schedule. They actually have, I know of at least one, possibly two Saturday games this season.
I want to throw that out there.
Because a lot of the games are being really finalized this week right now.
I really don't mind high school. I don't mind Saturday afternoon high school football. I'm not going to lie. It feels old school. It feels real. Because if you remember back in the day when we were in high school here, even at this facility, Peck, they did not have lights.
Right.
So every home game was on a Saturday afternoon.
Correct.
So it's really got that old school feel. Michigan, they have lights now, but they never used to. They refused to play home games at nighttime. The only reason they did is because of the dollars from television.
Yep, there you go.
Other than that, they'd still never play night games at Michigan at Michigan Stadium.
Well, they're being favored to finish on top of the Big Ten. I'm not going to give them that, and I'm the big Michigan fan
here. Yeah,
Ohio State in the mix, but everybody's overlooking Michigan State and a couple other Big Ten teams like Wisconsin and Penn State. They're up there. So
I know that Michigan's going to have a great season. There's no doubt about that, but they have a massive target on their back
this season.
Yeah.
But that's not the talk. Yes. The talk in football is our Detroit Lions, man.
There you go.
Prime time Thursday against the Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City
Chiefs. People are drinking so much Kool-Aid when they're yelling and cheering for the team, their tongues are blue.
It's blue Kool-Aid, and I'm drinking it. So, yeah.
MCDC taking us to the bowl.
Man, a lot of injuries lately here in the last couple weeks here for the Lions. They're trying to finalize that roster. So, pieces still – I mean, a lot of teams are still adding – subtracting.
You know, that's the nature
offense
of the beast. Yeah. It's a brutal game.
It's a different time and age for the NFL, isn't it?
Right, especially with the devaluation of running backs is insane in my brain. When you've got Jonathan Taylor's out there not even looking to possibly get a second contract, worked on his rookie deal, just use him, abuse him, and throw him out is what they're going to do with running backs. Running backs are rentals now in the NFL.
They are.
Get him under that cheap rookie contract and
and then send him off, let the draft the next one.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a weird trend. Who would have ever thought years ago one of the premium positions in the NFL was running back?
Right.
Now it's worth nothing, but premium positions now, offensive tackles and quarterbacks have always been a premium position.
You know, and I struggle with this.
Plus pass rushers, edge rushers.
I struggle with the game. The game is a challenge. The game is it's a violent sport. You pay those folks.
Really? So, yeah, I'm looking at the radar here, and we've got some weather moving in, and this crowd is thinning out. I don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah, we're going to try to get another update here, and we may go back to regular program of country music here. So, and also Nick Lean back at the studio says we're kind of cutting out a bit. If it's the main board, we had the fair might be a actually might be the connection here. So we're going to probably switch internet connections also. We got four different Wi-Fi options here.
We have
so.
A backup for our backup yeah. for our backup for our yeah. backup.
So Whoa. We'll try to get that
like
fixed.
It.
And right now we saw another lightning lightning not too long ago, also about 5 minutes ago. Also, so
See,
yeah.
the professional
yeah.
play would have been we blame it on the lightning as far as us cutting in and out.
Yes, it is a lightning's
it's
fault.
It's God's light show. We can't help it.
Yep.
10:44 in the second quarter. We are hitting the 8 p.m. mark. It is 22-6, and we are not at the half. It'll be first and 10. Is it coming back?
Yeah, actually, I believe we were coming back to a kickoff because Peck had just scored, is what we were looking at, on a 5-yard pitch and catch from number 10, the quarterback, which I'm looking at my roster here, Cal Hayden, to number 40, Gabe Gerber. And they were about to kick off when all of a sudden the official said, you know what? We saw some lightning. Let's get everybody off the field, which they did correctly. And now here we sit.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break again here. And we'll get an update. We'll be right back. 22-6 and game stoppage due to lightning sighting. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fear along with Mikey Smith and Sir Philip Nicol. We'll be right back. All right. So we are back here. And, well, just another lightning sighting again to the right and left on both sides right now. So it's not looking so great. Have we had an update yet from anybody on the situation? Anything?
Nothing that we've seen.
Nothing? Everybody's
nope,
kind of
holding. In a holding pattern.
Holding
just
pattern.
Just in a holding pattern at the okay. moment, yeah.
Yep.
All right. So I've gone through the extra show prep. I usually prepare for situations
yeah,
like this.
You did.
Eddie even went through his extra show prep, and now we're on the backup to the backup to the backup for the internet server, too. Man, we're just going through everything here tonight.
So we wanted to, you had a question about the Lakers, right? The coverage you had a couple years ago. I'm going to bring that up right now because
yeah,
I know that's bothering you. It's going to bother you all night.
It has been bothering me.
Piwamo Westphalia.
It's Piwamo
that's
Westphalia.
That's what it
Thank
was.
You very much.
And last year, the new Lothrop game where they were in that game.
They were.
Lost 20-29.
They did not have their starting quarterback for that game, which was we did mention in the pregame and, of
yep.
course, did not mention it throughout the game.
Right.
But very close game. They also played their hearts out against Piwamo Westphalia the year prior. Remember that? Because
uh-huh.
Piwamo Westphalia is a football powerhouse in that division.
Yep.
And we went down
as
there.
As well as New Lothrop.
Yep,
yeah.
In an open field. And you, myself, Mikey, and JB, we had a great time, great game. They treated us great. That's the one where they yep. brought us up hot dogs and popcorn
yes.
and
a little
candy
different
bars.
Than the following year.
Yeah. Yeah. Then at New Lothrop.
It was cold.
They didn't have room in the booth, and it was a cold night.
Yep.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yep. That's it.
All right, so still game stoppage.
Nearest lightning strike is a mile and a half away.
And we've had on both sides now, too. As you've been watching this system, and you predicted, Micah, that it would be coming our way, and it built up because of the humidity,
mm-hmm.
Along with those rain showers. Man, it was really muggy, and it rained all the way through the evening.
See, I have two meteorologists I trust more than, well, I trust John McMurray.
Yes.
Always trust John McMurray.
Yes.
But I trust my two meteorologists are Mikey Smith and Adam Filkins are my two
really?
Favorite
Thank
meteorologists.
You.
You guys are weather enthusiasts.
Thank you.
Well, Eddie, you don't normally give me the weather because we've got other things to worry about.
I give you the barometer. I give you the
do.
Humidity.
I heard
I
that.
Give you the wind speed. I give you the temperatures.
Been,
sometimes across the area.
I have been tuning into you every
area.
Morning on the drive
so,
home.
So yes. can I, a dirty
what
little secret?
What time do you drive home?
About 7:05, I'm in there.
So I've told you. Part
you
of,
should be my co-host.
Part of our part of our routine part of our routine at Amatech is... in the engineering department, is I turn you on when I get in first thing in the morning,
yeah.
The WTGTV morning show. We
first of all, I apologize for the show, but okay, another
so
lightning strike.
We listen to that, and of course, we always love Ask the Veterinarian. We all sit around scratching after that segment because they're talking about ticks or fleas all the time.
Okay. It's good advice, though.
And then, of course, we listen to your music mix till about noon, and then we tune in Swap Shop at 1 o'clock.
And listen for some tillers.
Yes, listen for some tillers to be sold, people looking for scrap cars, and... of course, sweet corn now.
And high school football.
And high school football.
And sports line.
And sports line.
And thumbing through the archives.
And thumbing through the archives.
Cookie is a big fan.
Cookie loves thumbing yeah. through the archives?
Yes.
I've listened to parts yeah. of a few yeah. episodes.
So, yeah. Okay. So we've lost everybody on that.
Yes. Yes.
We had people?
Yeah.
I think we have a captive audience. That's the beauty of radio.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
It is.
We're going to go to, looks like we're not on the air right now also. So we're going to go to country music here, and we'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right. Welcome back here on a Friday afternoon back here at Peck High School here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlightbroadcasting.com. Back here for high school eight player football, a resumption, restart of the Brown City at Peck Pirates high school eight player football game. We are at 22-6 in the second quarter, 10:22 to go here as we resume. They called the game off due to the fact that we had lightning, thunderstorms, rain showers came through, canceled a couple games across the area. Some played them late, some postponed to Friday today also. So that's why we are here at Peck High School on WBGV 92.5 FM. And after this game, I'll be racing over to Sandusky for a game of coverage also over there. So we'll be back, and we'll be presenting this game and resuming 22-6 in the third quarter. It'll be first and 10, ball on the 5 according to the scoreboard where we left off. Brown City leading 22-6 when we resume. After this game, we will head over to Sandusky to see Sandusky take on the Reese Rockets in football action there. Otherwise, we have, of course, plenty of sponsors. Want to thank our sponsors also for sponsoring our games. So two games and one day for myself here. I will finish this game up and then head over to Sandusky for the Reese and Sandusky game. Some results coming your way also from last night. If you didn't catch the news in the morning or at noon, we'll go through some of those scores as we're about 5 minutes away from kickoff. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, I'm Eddie Fury, and Mikey Smith will be joining me later at the Sandusky Reese Rockets game in Sandusky taking place there. That'll be around 6:30 p.m. So we'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It'll be Brown City at Peck as they restart the second quarter. 22-6, Brown City leading against Peck. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and at sandlightbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link as a return for our restart of the Brown City at Peck Pirates game on this Friday afternoon. About a minute away from kickoff, some of the results from last night. Of course, this game right now, it's 22-6 in the second quarter. Mayville defeating Caseville last night, 76-20. Kingston over Akron Fairgirls, 62-0. And that was an eight-player football. 11-player football last night was Cass City defeating Bad Axe, 38-8. Marlette over Carroll, 22-2. Millington over Lakers, 32-3. Croswell-Lexington getting the win over Saginaw-Swan Valley, 37-7. They agreed to not finish that game, and Croswell came away with a win. Richmond over St. Clair, 24-6. Almont agreeing with Marysville late in the third quarter to call the game and hand Almont the win, 25-0. Yale finished their game late last night over Dearborn Heights Annapolis, 54-0. Today, we'll be there later after this game. Reese Rockets at Sandusky at 6:30 p.m. right here on 92.5 FM. Other games going on. Clarkston Everest is underway at Ubley. We have Harbor Beach at Marine City Cardinal Mooney. Unionville Seabween at Saginaw Michigan Lutheran. Algonac at Vassar. It's Genesee at Memphis. Marine City at Armada. Hazel Park at Emily City. Ada Forest Hills Eastern at North Branch game was canceled. There was talk that there might have been heavy storms in the Forest Hills area. A couple tornado might have touched down, also not confirmed, though. Eight-player football today, Carsonville, Port Sandlake at Dryden. Ashley's at Deckerville. North Huron at KPEC. Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian is at Bay City All Saints. And Burton Atherton is at New Haven Merritt. That's coming up at 4:30 p.m. In the press box here at Peck Pirates, as we get ready for the restart of this game, and Peck last scored when we left off, and they'll kick off here. They're moving from right to left on your webcast screen. Hopefully later, Sir Philip Nickel will join us after work if he's allowed to be released. Otherwise, be going solo right now. A kickoff straight down vertical, to number vertical, 88 vertical, with the return vertical, for the vertical, Brown City vertical, Green
vertical,
Devils.
Vertical.
Breaking the tackle, and he's on his way. They're going to say no. He was pushed out of bounds into Peck Pirate territory. That was number 80, Ryan Binkley-Potts, with the return. And Brown City starting off in great field position on their next possession.
Just outside the 40-yard line.
Be at the 43-yard line in Peck Pirate territory for the Brown City Green Devils. 10:34 to go here in the second quarter, 22-6.
I got you.
All right.
Nothing's changed.
A little bit of a short pistol or short shotgun position. It's number 7, the quarterback, Lawson Cooper for Brown City, gets a snap. A little bit of a bobble right up the middle.
Yeah, vertical,
taking
vertical,
it off
vertical.
Up to the middle. Brought down with a tackle by number 2. That's the carry by number 33 for the run. Carden Hagee gets a first down also. That's from the 43. So about the, looks like the 20-yard, so a 23-yard gain for Brown City on that play. Halbert on the right left behind Lawson Cooper in that pistol position. Looks for a pass, swings it over, caught by number 25 to the left side, and he will go into the end zone for a touchdown pass. Number 25, Nick DeBono, with the reception for 20 yards and the touchdown.
Okay.
It is now 28-6. Brown City at the 10:02 mark. In the second quarter, the score. Two receivers to the left side. Short shotgun position here for Brown City, and the handoff. No, he'll keep it. Lawson Cooper with a two-point run, and it is good. 32-6 is your score. Brown City scores again. With 10:02 to go, we'll be right back. Long kickoff here by Brown City. Goes deep and stops from going out of bounds. Has to be picked up by Peck for a short return, if anything. And they'll start at their own 12-yard line. Last offense they had yesterday, they scored. Being bombarded by Hornets in here. I got stung twice already. All right. Peck at their own 12-yard line. It's 30-6, 9:57 to go. Brown City just scoring on their last series of offense. Kind of running up the middle. It'll be number 1 with the carry. Karsten Lieblang, the senior.
Second and 9 for the Pirates.
9:37 to go in counting.
Okay, you got twins out here.
And I don't believe there was maybe about a yard on that for Karsten.
Pass.
Looking for a passing play. Down the middle, intercepted by Lawson Cooper, number 7 for Brown City. And a ball is loose, however, at the end of the tackle. But did he get with the interception? And it'll be Brown City. Looks like he'll be taking over with the interception. A pass going down the middle. Cooper kind of reading the eyes there. So the INT. I would say a few fans did show up today here this afternoon. It is still summer, technically, so. Brown City on the Peck Pirate 5-yard line. A bobble, and there is a fumble. And it looks like the Peck Pirates have recovered the fumble on the snap. Lawson Cooper missing a handle on it. And Peck Pirates get the ball back.
He tried to get to the block.
I do believe it was number 52 recovering it. Falling on it was Joe Molesworth on the mishandle. And Molesworth comes up and gets the ball back after the turnover by Pack themselves with the interception. And they recover a fumble on defense now. So Pack Pirates, big break there at their own 5-yard line.
Wings over to your side.
9:09 to go here. 30-6 is your score. And
good.
A tackle run by number one, Carson Liebling. Under 9 minutes to go.
Number seven, Cooper for the Green Devils. Short gain on the play, making second and nine.
About a half yard, if anything. Be second down and nine from about the 5 3/4 yard line. 8:40 to go, 30-6. Pack at their own five.
There it is.
Hand off up the middle, and again a tackle by number 16. The carry by Liebling. Kirsten of Peck comes up with a third down. No gain on that one. .8:15 to go in the second, 30-6.
One wide.
Long third down situation here. Third down and 10 at Peck's own 5-yard line. Gets a snap and a shotgun. Pass. He'll move over to the right. Number 10 looking for a receiver. He'll be brought down. And he'll be brought down at about the 1-yard line. So a loss of about 4 yards on that one. But the quarterback looking for a receiver to try to convert that long third down and 10. It'll be third and 14 now. Cal Hayden. That's going to be a tough punt as the snap will have to be, of course, in the end zone. It'll be number five for the punt, Cameron Engelbrandt. Engelbrandt gets the punt. Kind of rolls a favorable,
poison.
And it'll be picked up around, looks like around the 35, 36, 37-yard line, where the Brown City Green Devils will restart on their offense. We'll be right back after that punt.
Okay, now, last time that Mike linebacker, number 40, came right over the top and got on top of.
There you go. Brown City, first and 10. And high snap. Lawson Cooper recovers, but he'll have a huge loss of yards. From the 36 back to about the 40. Their own maybe 48-yard line possibly. So a high snap over the head of Lawson Cooper, the quarterback for Brown City. And Peck chasing him down and tackling him. Cooper was able to recover. 7:26 to go.
I know.
It'll be second down and about 25, ball on the 47-yard line. Brown City zone. Two receivers out to the left. In the shotgun, shorts. He'll keep it after a fake handoff. Brought down by number three and number five, getting a handle, Cameron Engelbrandt and Aiden Alfaro, a sophomore for Peck with a tackle. Got positive yards, however. Gain of about 3-5 yards there for Cooper. But there's a lot to make up here. It'll be third down and about 20. 6:50 to go in the first half. Second quarter, 30-6.
Same adjustment. Linebacker's playing a little wide on the tight end.
With the short snap. Shotgun position looking for a pass. Cooper throws it up.
Over.
Had number 25 down the middle, just off to the left. A little bit of post flag there, and that'll be incomplete. Brings up a third down. Make that a fourth down and long.
Number 48, Lane Warner, was in for the pressure for the Pirates.
All right. Fourth down and 20. Gets a snap. Lawson Cooper looking down. Throws it up. And over the head, out of bounds. Went for it on fourth down. Turnover and down. So great favorable field position for the Pack Pirates as they'll be at their own. The Brown City 47-yard line. Actually, Peck's own 47-yard line. When we come back here, Pack Pirates coming back in offense. Loss of a yard for Carson Liebling. Under coming here, 5 minutes to go here in the second, 30-6. pack back on offense after their turnover on downs.
Tailback.
Be second down and about 11 from the 47, 48-yard line. A carry over to the left side. Lee Blang again. Tackle by number 22. Number 16 also assisting. That'll be Ethan Worrell and Brian Mulholland. Peck Pirates. The shotgun position again. A handoff to Lee Blang and nice. Penetrating the backfield, number 59, with a big loss. That's Hayden Van Dam. The breakup play in the backfield. It's 4:16 to go here in the second. Brings up a fourth down and long, about fourth and 15. The ball will be back around the 43-yard line. Peck's own 43-yard line. Fourth down about 14 or 15. 3:50 to go here. And they're going to go for it on fourth down. Gets a snap. Looking for... He'll be sacked and tries to throw it away.
Now he's going to give him a spot. Turnover down.
And turnover on downs for the Peck Pirates. It'll be Brown City after the incomplete pass by Peck. We'll be right back. Brown City back in offense. And we're back here. Brown City taking over. In Peck territory, 43-yard line, under center. Cooper, again, loses a handle on the snap in exchange. He picks it up. Not much to gain, if no gain at all. That's the second time we had a miscommunication or the getting the snap. 3:28 and counting, 30-6. Well, right now, I'm sure the field condition is a little wet out there from that drenching that we had in the storms, and it's still an overcast of clouds, so it's a nice, little bit cooler day, less humid. So a little bit better conditions, temperature-wise. I did bring my fan, but I left it in the car. And I even left the WBGV sign out here overnight. So on their center, Cooper looking over to the right side, passes it, and complete to number 23. Dodges a tackle. Nice block by number 33, and 23 with the reception to about the 20-yard line. Gain of 23 yards. Number 23, Connor Vandlerberg with the 20-yard reception. First and 10. 23-yard reception. Man in motion. It would be number 23. Got the reception. A sweep run. And a reverse play to the left side. And it will be a touchdown for 20 yards. Number 23. You got the reception. 43 total yards and two plays there. And that is number 23. Connor Vandlerberg for Brown City to make it 36-6. 2:44 to go here. That series started after the turnover run downs for Brown City. Impact territory at the 43-yard line. And three plays later, into the end zone. Man in motion again. Hands it off to number 23 again. He gets his own two-point conversion also. And it is 38-6, 2:44 to go here in the second. So the first half, we'll be right back. Brown City leads. And a high kickoff. Looks like a little bit of a high kick. Looking for a little bit of an onside. And Brown City looks like they have recovered it on special teams. And they'll get it back on offense around the 40-yard line with that kick. 2:44 to go here. 38-6. Brown City on special teams gets the ball back. Eight-player football always comes up with some special plays on special teams.
We have a three-man look out there. I think they're short.
All right, looking for a pass play down the middle. Wide open, number 22 into the end zone. That is Ethan Worrell with a 40-yard TD pass for the Brown City Green Devils. Ethan Worrell, the 40-yard TD pass and makes it 44-6-2, 36 to go. Likely going for the two-point play. Handoff over to number 80, in for the two-point run. That was Ryan Binkley Potts for the two-point. It is 46-6, 2:36 to go here. Brown City with the lead in the second quarter over Peck. 46-6, Brown City with the lead after recovering an onside. 40-yard TD reception, Ethan Morrow getting from Lawson Cooper. And the two-point run by Ryan Binkley Potts. Two, 36 to go here in the first half. A dribbler here. Peck will recover and pick it up. Number 15 be brought down close to around that 35-yard line. When we come back, it'll be Peck back on offense. Peck back in offense with a carry over to the right side. Quarterback keeper by number 10, Cal Hayden. Be second down. Either, 6 yard gain there for Hayden. 2:26 to go. Ball on the 42-yard line. Peck Pirates' own back in offense. Push out of bounds on the right side. Did stop the clock.
All right,
now they'll have receivers.
Quarterback.
To the left side. Brought down in the backfield by number 59. By number 10. I guess you could say that's a sack. Loss of yards. Number 59 with a tackle. Hayden Van Dam. Coming down to 2 minutes left here in the first half. Be third down and 8. It's a loss of 4 yards in that last play.
Same formation.
It'll be in offsides, I believe. Or kind of close to it.
Good play.
Be brought
good
down in the backfield trying to find a play. And it'll be number 16 with the hit in the backfield. Brian Mulholland with the loss and sack on Peck Pirates.
Should be fourth down. That's
about
third.
6 yard loss there.
Excuse me, it's fourth down for the Pirates.
Coming down to 1:10 to go here. Fourth down and about 13, 14 yards.
They got a timeout.
Ball will be around the
so I'll be ready for
31, 32-yard line, 59 seconds to go here. It'll be a timeout called. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5. It is Brown City leading 46-6 in the second quarter. Coming back here out of the timeout. Punted off here will be the Peck Pirates. High punt, nice one. Flag is thrown in the backfield on that punt, however, with a return. It'll be number 33 from around the 35-yard line. Another flag in the backfield here on the return side. And two flags on the punt side. Returning it to the end zone after breaking some tackles will be number 33, Carden Hagee. But we'll see if this holds or not because there was a flag. And we'll see if there'll be a play stoppage here because of that flag. And it'll be re-kick or they bring it back here. The officials will talk it over. Discussing it right now. All right, they are discussing it right now. And there was two flags when Peck was punting it from their backfield and then a flag on the return by Brown City. So we'll see what the discussion is. We're still discussing it. It'll be a holding on Peck. That is declined. Blocked from the back by Brown City. So the possession will be Brown City. Touchdown is negated on the return. And they will place this ball for Brown City. Coming down to around the 28-yard line, it looks like. First and 10 from Brown City from about the 29-yard line is where they'll take over at their own with 48 seconds to go here. Three touchdowns here by Brown City when it was 22-6. All two-point conversions converted also. It's 46-6, 48 seconds to go here. Brown City with the lead, back on offense, two receivers on the right side, shotgun position. Gets a snap, looks down the field, looking for a pass, Lawson Cooper in. Number one was right there, incomplete on defense, Carson Liebling. Couldn't come back to it to try to get the interception. Incomplete, down to 35 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We'll have another timeout here. Or we'll have stoppage on play because the when it's incomplete, clock not run, I think. Is that score right? All right. So a little discussion here with the officials. Incomplete. Over to the left side. Wide receiver, far left. Receiver in the slot on left side. Gets a snap and the shotgun. Looking down the middle of the field and just behind him. Could not bring it in. Incomplete to the left slot, number 25, incomplete. Nick DeBono. All right, it'll be third down and 10. 22 seconds to go. Receivers on the right side. Two set up. Gets a snap. Keeper, Lawson Cooper, goes to the left side. Has a nice lead block. He'll get the first down and just scoots his way out of bounds around the 49-yard line. And they'll move the chains with 14.8 seconds. He chucked out of bounds to stop the clock also and save some time and a timeout. seconds to go here. 50, I believe it's 46-6. Under center. Gets a snap. Throws it over to the right side, down the slot, and just out of reach. Had double coverage, but he had them beat. Number 23, incomplete to Connor Vandenberg with 8.4 seconds to go. Bring up a second down and 10. Looks like they'll mark that ball previously around the 47-yard line for Brown City, their own. One out of bounds around that point. Get back on the line of scrimmage for second down and 10. Two wide receivers on the right. Running back just off to the left side of Cooper. Quarterback for Brown City. He looks over quickly down the line of scrimmage. Pass complete to number 20. He'll get the first down and more. Still spinning and finally brought down on the right side. Down the line of scrimmage, number 20. C.J. Smith with a reception from the 47 and gets into Peck Pirate territory.
First down for the Green Devils. They take a timeout with 0.8 seconds left in the half.
It's about 13, 14, 15-yard reception, it looks like. We'll see where they mark it. Oh, 15 yards there. Gather for a quick timeout with about 8 seconds to go here. For Brown City, calling a quick timeout. We'll have our halftime here coming up. The MHSAA This Week in High School Sports program coming your way. And our commercial breaks. 46-6. Brown City leading. Coming back out of this quick huddle and quick timeout. Ball will be around the 37-yard line. Impact Pirate territory. We had two wide receivers on the right side. Brown City moving from left to right near radio dial and webcast stream. Lawson Cooper gets a snap, looks over the left side, throws it away, and intercepted as he was being chased down by number 52 and number 15 with the INT. That is Peck Pirates. Cameron Watson with the interception as time runs off, preventing a Brown City score. Number 52 chasing Lawson Cooper down to throw that ball up into the interception. Joe Molesworth chasing him down, and that's where we'll be at the half, 46-6. Brown City leading substantially against the Pack Pirates. We'll be right back here on WPGB 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back at the half. Thank you to the MHSAA. We'll be replaying that weekly, either at the beginning or halftime of our broadcast here on WPGB 92.5 FM. Eddie Fury of you. It is 46-6 as we get ready for the third quarter, second half action. After this game, I'll be racing my way over to Sandusky to get set up for our second game of coverage. The Reese Rockets at the Sandusky Wolves. Talking to some Brown City and Peck folks up here. Discussing games and other games that went on last night and are about to happen in week one. And boy, that rain really disrupted everything here. But a lot better today. Expecting a nice weekend. Shout out to the Sand Lake Broadcasting crew. Michelle, our office manager, traffic director, Bob Armstrong. Just had a birthday this past week. Long time leader, broadcaster, Sand Lake Broadcasting. Erica Frisbee, our news gal that you hear our news updates at noon and 5 in the evening. And Catherine Connolly from Croswell, who helps us out during the week. And you hear her morning news updates also on Saturdays on WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM. And don't forget Sportsline come Monday, a recap of high school football action and other sports. Mike Gallagher of the Sand Lake County News, the co-host along with myself and other sports media from Thumbtoe-Getter Sports, Tuscola County Advertiser newspaper, other broadcasters in our broadcast coverage of the Thumb Sports Writers Media Association also. So Brown City will kick it off here to start off the second half. 46-6 is your score from the 40. And Brown City kicking off from left to right on your radio dial. There we go. The officials, hand goes down. And line drive kick will be picked up by number one for the return from about the 20. A decent return to about 10 yards to the 30-yard line for the Pack Pirates. They'll start off at. So it'll be first and 10 at the 30-yard line for the Pack Pirates. Try to get something positive out of this. I've seen some fans here, on some retired. Some just have a Friday off enjoying this game, a football game in general. Field conditions, talking to some of the staff here, they said not bad after the rain and the thunderstorms that came through. With the snap, toss over to the left side, number 15 for number 10. That's Cameron Watson with a toss from Cal Hayden. Not much to go if no gain at all. Maybe about a half yard. With 10:58 to go. Second down and about 9.5 yards. Well, the concessions are open, too, so a good number of people. Even Brown City see some fans on the other side of the visitor section, of the bleachers section. Pack Pirates legendary track, all the track meets here. Cross country underway also. Talk about that in volleyball. Left side, pushed out a bounce of the carry. Number 15 got the toss, but positive yards, I do believe. And moves another 3 yards. This will be about third down and maybe about six.
Third down and 6 yards of the game.
It's be third down and about 6 yards, it looks like, for the Pack Pirates. Ball would be at the 36-yard line. Maybe the 34. Yeah, near about the 34 here. Sweep run over to the right side and maybe about a yard gain on that one to the right side. It'll bring up a fourth down situation. Be fourth down and five.
Fourth down and three for the Pirates.
Maybe about fourth and four or fourth and three. Looks like that forward progress a little bit ahead there. So we're going to give them an extra yard on that last play. Fourth down, about 3 or 4 yards to go here. All around the 37-yard line. Looks like we'll have a timeout by the Pack Pirates. Want to talk about this. It's like they're going to go for it. We'll be right back. All right. After coming out of the timeout, fourth down and three, a false start by Peck, and that's not how you want to waste a timeout there. So they'll end up going for it on fourth down and eight, looking for a pass, throwing it up, and intercepted by number 22. I do believe he was out of bounds when his foot came down, so it will not be counted as an interception, I believe. We'll see a turnover on downs for Brown City after going for it. Incomplete pass. And that was number 15 throwing that ball. Cameron Watson, I believe, the freshman. So first and 10 at 34. 8:45 to go here. 46-6, Brown City with the lead in the third quarter. High school A-player football, week one. Second game coming your way. 6:30 p.m. pregame. Be Reese Rockets at the Sandusky Wolves. Shout out to Al DeMott, athletic director. Sending some info, the rosters and all that. A handoff right up the middle. From Cooper, the number 30, the bruising running back into the end zone. Touchdown for 34 yards. Breyer Halbert.
Breyer Halbert with the 35 yards.
For about 34, 35 yards. 1, 2, 3, 4 different scores in this game. Breyer Halbert with about 34, 35. 5-yard TD run. They'll get set here. 52-6 is your score. 8:15 to go. Or the two-point conversion, it looks like. Snap, pass, over to number 33. Bobbles it, gets it in for the two-point conversion. Good. And it is 54-6. Brown City leading. 8:15 to go. We'll be right back.
Conversion is good.
Coming back. 54-6. Brown City with the lead. Breyer Halbert, 34-yard run. Number 30 for Brown City from Lawson Cooper. And number 23, Connor Vandenberg with the two-point conversion pass. The return here for Peck. Still across the 31-yard line. It's 54-6, and we'll be right back. Brown City with the lead. Peck back in offense. Coming back. Pack Pirates start at their own 31-yard line. Going up the middle for about a yard. Tackled by number 2. Number 20 with the run. C.J. Smith for the Pack Pirates. For about a yard. Number 2, Clay Mulholland with the tackle. Clock is running as a running clock in the second half. Brown City leading 54-6. Short shotgun pistol, you could say, in eight-player football. It gets a snap. We'll hand it off quickly right up the middle. Getting up a yard or two, maybe more, by number 23 for the Pack Pirates. That would be Jaden Hang. Again, about 2 yards there. So, four pack. Third down and seven. Ball closer around the 33, 34-yard line. Third down and seven. Short pistol. Keeper up the middle by number 10. Probably no gain there for the QB on that carry for Cal Hayden. 5:40 to go here in the third. It's 54-6. Fourth down and long. Might have got a yard, but maybe no gain either. So looks like the punting unit coming out here with the substitutions. And it will be Peck punting it off number 5. Gets a punt, number 5. Kind of a little dribbler, and it will go over to the number. Near the 35-yard line is where it would be downed, and Brown City will take over at their own 35-yard line. We'll be right back. Coming out, it is number 23 with a first play on first down and 10 from the 35. Touchdown for Brown City, number 23, Connor Vandenberg. Brown City scores and makes it 60-6, just like that. 4 minutes to go in counting as the running clock continues. Likely to go for the two-point conversion. Brown City with the carry by number 80 is good for the two-point conversion. And 65 yards for number 23 for Brown City to make it 62-60. Brown City with the lead. We'll be right back. A little bit of a dribbler onside kick there. It will be Pack able to recover, falling right on it. It is 62-6, 1:56 in county with the running clock here. Brown City with the lead coming off the play from Brown City, making a 65-yard TD run with number 23, Connor Vandenberg, and the two-point run by number 80, Ryan Binkley Potts. 38-yard line for the Pack Pirates on their own. Bit of a huddle in the back. Officials coming up, and Peck will come in. Come on out of the huddle. And it'll be a whistle here. A flag, and looks like a timeout called. 1:15 to go. 62-6. We'll have a timeout when we come back. Peck Pirates, first and 10 at the 38-yard line, their own. As they come out of the timeout, it looks like they won't even get a playoff as this is a running clock. And they're going to let the time wind down to the end of the third quarter. It'll be 62-6. Brown City leading. Peck on offense, first down and 10, 38-yard line their own. Unlikely switch sides of the field as Peck will now be moving from left to right. Head coach, first-year head coach, for Pack Pirates. C.J. Wendell talking to the team, along with their assistant coach, James Welch, the athletic director here at Pack. Talking things over to this young Pack Pirate team. They are in the Stripes division, renewing this rivalry that had been on for almost 11 years before Brown City came back to A-player football last year. Brown City got them last year with a win. Of course, Brown City's historic state semifinal run in the A-player football. As Pack Pirates will come back on offense now, left to right on your radio dial. Coming out of the huddle.
Get yourself open.
Fans are pretty vocal here. Here's the play. Carry up the middle. A good positive yards. About 11 yard there by number one, Karsten Liebling. Gain of about 11 yards on that play. Takes it to about the 48-yard line for the Peck Pirates. Seeing something positive. Longest run of the game for him. With the snap, number 10 in the backfield, but really nowhere to go. Might have a loss of a yard there. Probably number 10 with the QB keeper, Cal Hayden. Minus 1 yard. We have an injury on the field for Brown City. Looks like number 20, C.J. Smith. A stoppage in time with 11 minutes ago. Players will take a knee. It's 62-6. Brown City with the lead here in the fourth quarter. Might have pulled a hammy there slightly. And we'll be right back. All right. He gets up on his own accord and will go to the sideline, so that's good. The clock will run now with under 11 minutes to go in the game. It's 62-6. Brown City leading Pack, first and 10. Or first and 11. Or second and 11. He'll be chased down in the backfield. He escapes, throws it up, and caught. Nice grab by number 3 on a broken play for the Peck Pirates. 11, close to the first down mark, and they will say he got it. So he got about 11, 12 yards. That's Aiden Alfaro, the sophomore, getting that reception. 12 yards, and I was on a broken play. He was in the backfield, and Cal Hayden escaped a couple of potential tacklers from Brown City. Moves the chains into Brown City territory on that play. Ball will be at the 41-yard line, first and 10 for Peck. With 10 minutes to go here, 62-6. Seen some positive out of this game, playing against one of the probably the top teams in the NCAA. And a carry for the quarterback, Cal Hayden, for a gain of about a yard. Comes up at second down and about 9 3/4. Not too much gain there for the Peck Pirates.
They're brothers, just not twins.
With a high snap, it's bobbled, and who has recovered it? I do believe they're going to say the Peck Pirates. High snap, and number one, Karsten Liebling, were able to recover, so a loss of a yard on that play on the high snap, and we'll have to credit that either to the center or maybe the quarterback. So a Peck Pirate ball, third down and 12. Ball around the 44-yard line in Brown City territory. Snap. throws it down the middle and caught, but ain't going to get much. But it was a good reception there down the middle to the big man, number 40, Gabe Gerber, with the reception. Two or three yards in that one. So it'll be 8:13 to go and counting, 62-6. Gerber with that reception from Cal Hyden, seeing something positive here for Peck. You know, it's safe to say that not going to come out on top for sure with the 62-6 lead here from Brown City. Just great, make some decent plays here to look forward to the next week. Get some good playing time in a natural game. 7:40 to go, 62-6 on fourth down. They're going to go for it. Hyden will throw it up. Looking for number two, trying to adjust, and it goes just out of reach as the coverage was by number 33 to the right side. Carden Hagee intended for Thomas West, a pack to the right side. Turnover and downs, and the Brown City Green Devils would take over an offense. We'll be right back. All right, coming out, turnover and downs. Brown City will take over, 6:15 to go, 62-6 at their own 44-yard line and 41-yard line. It'll be number five with a carry. Positive yards to the left side slots. Number five with a carry for Brown City. Don't have a number five on here. So, we'll give him about 4 yards on that play. Man in motion over to the right side. And with the, looks like the keeper, number 35, Robert Browning, the junior. Not much to gain there. Maybe about a yard, if anything, or no gain. There we go, to toss over to the right side. Number two finds an opening down the right side, and he's off to the races from the 47-yard line. Again, 53 yards for number two, Clay Mulholland, the freshman, to the right side and into the end zone, making it 68-6 at the 440 mark. In the fourth, 53 yards on that run. Going for the two-point conversion, number 35 in his quarterback. That is Robert Browning under center. Toss, a high toss. Wasn't expecting it was number five, but he'll be grabbing the backfield and brought down with a two-point run attempt. No good. We'll be right back. It is 68-6. Brown City leading Peck with 4 minutes to go. Clouds and sun with the line drive kick. Dribbles are past the 40 and recovering his Pack Pirates around the 38-39-yard line. They'll take over at 2:12 and counting. See if they get a couple more plays off here before the end of the game. Is 68-6, 53-yard run by number two, Clay Mulholland, the freshman for Brown City. And the two-point run no good by a number five, not on my list. Coming down under 2 minutes now as we have the running clock here in the second half. A little bit of sun coming through these overcasted clouds and a warm temperatures right now. And tune in later this coming up at 6:30 p.m. right here on 92.5. We will have Reese Rockets at Sandusky football game. So it'll be a momentary pause between then and half to get ready for that game with Mikey Smith and myself. Maybe we'll be joined by Sir Philip Nickel when he gets out of work, hopefully. We'll see. Mikey Smith will be joining him, though, for the Sandusky game. Still sleeping right now. With the snap, hands it off, and not much to go anywhere there. A loss of a yard for Pack Pirates. Being number 23, Jaden And it looks like Jaden, number 23, Hang with the carry, the freshman, getting some touches. Coming down to about 46 seconds to go here. 68-6. Now they're sending some wide receivers out. To the right side, right up the middle, though, Brown City penetrating. Rob Browning and also number 59 helping out, but Robert Browning gets credit for the tackle for the Brown City Green Devils. Coming down to 20 seconds. Let's see if they're going to get another play here. It'll be third down and about 0-15 here from the 35-yard line. Down to 13 seconds. Waiting for a play to come in here is from the coach. Down to 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. And I think he's going to let this time come down, and that will be the game. Brown City coming away with a week one win with their high-powered offense. 68-6, your final score in this game for the Brown City Green Devils with a win over the Peck Pirates. On WBGV 92.5, 68-6, your final score, Brown City over Peck. Brown City over Peck, and next week, Brown City will take on Dryden next week in NCTL Stars Division game. As Dryden Cardinals are in the NCTL Stars Division, other teams in this NCTL Stars. Brown City's first year in the NCTL Stars Division for eight-player football. Last year, they were independent. So you have Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian Lancers, Brown City Green Devils, Burton Atherton, and Wolverines who are playing today. KPEC Chiefs, Deckerville Eagles, Dryden Cardinals, Kingston Cardinals, and maybe Wildcats in that NCTL Stars Division. In the stripes, which the Peck Pirates are in, this was a non-league game, but they're 0-1 now. They will have coming up next week Caseville, who lost to Mayville last night, 76-20. So something to look for here. Saw some positive things here for the Pack Pirates as they'll get ready for that game next week against Caseville. Still plenty of games going on today on this Friday. Coming up, we will have Reese Rockets at the Sandusky Wolves, 6:30 p.m. coming up shortly here on 92.5 WBGV. And don't forget Sportsline, a recap of all the week one action with our recaps and stats and all that. You'll be able to hear that with Mike Gallagher, the San Luis County News, and myself on Monday evening starting at 5:30 p.m. whenever the show gets done. We'll be right back to wrap things up here on WBGV 92.5 FM.